I got a coworker probably by now she will have moved to New Zealand, and we were going to throw like a little going away party of like various activities, and I thought I'd put together like a New Zealand slang quiz, because love me some slang.
Mm-hmm.
And I one of these
is this real?
I really
unlike your British slang?
These are real.
I know, yeah. Some. Let's do
one
this.
One of these that I really enjoyed, I was like, I might have actually brought this up on the podcast before, so you tell me. But
what, a Kiwi likey?
In New Zealand, they call a cooler a chili bin.
Oh, God. Oh, come on.
It's a chili bin.
It's a chili bin, Grant.
New Zealand and Australia are supposed to be better than us. They can't, not with words like this. They cannot be. Come on.
And they also call an impersonator a looky likey.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
fuck on that one. Mr. Frodo, sir, it's a long way to Mordor, and I'll go with you every step. Just let me pack a chili bin.
Keep these limbas fresh.
Yeah, gotta keep the limbas fresh.
I'll go with you and my axe and my sword and my chili bin. Here, put them all in. Keep it cold.
Everyone knows the hobbits had little girl voices.
That's exactly they what they did. Sounded. They were tiny.
Just little ones.
Hey, that was my Boromir. Thank you.
Ah, yeah.
You shall not pass.
That was Gandalf.
See, you recognized it. Doing, you did a good impression.
Are you sure? Yeah.
You could have said,
one does not simply walk into Mordor.
I mean, you could do that.
Gandalf doesn't say that, though.
Gentlemen, the situation has been transformed.
Oh, thank God.
Corey, calm down. I'm not talking about Transformers. Calm down.
I'm still moderately aroused. Sorry.
I'm not talking about the beloved 1980s toy line, nor am I talking about the 30-minute commercials for it that aired at scheduled intervals on Saturday mornings. Calm down. Ben, hose down Corey. Calm down. For the love of God, man. Pull yourself together, Corey.
I'm imagining they're just dinosaurs doing it. Guys, I'm over the deep end.
It's my fault for using that word. I mean, there's many. I'm just going to use a different word from now on. I'm sorry. The situation has been altered. Modified.
No erections over here.
Metamorphosed. Enchangified.
I didn't collect those.
Bedifferented. The situation has been bedifferented. Gentlemen, for I have received a letter from the top brass.
The top brass?
Oh,
guys,
God,
top brass.
Not them again.
Guys, the top brass.
It reads as follows. Dear recipient, it has been brought to our attention that you have discharged your appointed duties with one or more of the following qualities. Devotion, loyalty, gumption, dignity, honor, precision, promptitude. Furthermore, at least one of the aforementioned qualities was executed to a level that meets or exceeds the applicable standard of excellence as set forth in the employee manual. A separate message of congratulation is being dispatched. You will receive this letter in 6 to 8 weeks. However, you are authorized to feel congratulated prior to receipt of the official letter of congratulation. As a result of this above average performance, you are hereby temporarily promoted to the rank of rich business-like person and are temporarily granted all rights, privileges, and responsibilities decurring thereto. Yes, decurring is a word. We're almost sure of it.
I don't think it is.
Keep in mind that this promotion is only temporary and will be revoked immediately upon the completion of your next task. In relation to those of equivalent rank, you are to be considered last among equals. Yours cordially, the top brass. XOXO.
Okay, when I said my goal in life was to meet or exceed the expectations of the top brass, I wasn't being metaphorical. I can
now die.
Well,
they were talking to me, Corey. They were not talking about you. They were talking to me specifically. I am now one of the rich business-like gentlemen. I'm one of you now. Now
welcome.
I'm doing the stuff too.
How's it feel?
I guess the top brass thought that this particular subject and concept for the episode might be a little light on preparation on my part, so it would be only fair that I would join into the, you know, the wackiness along with you. And so they temporarily promoted me, temporarily, to the rank of rich businesslike person. And again, I am last among equals. Unfortunately, you still all outrank me, even though we're the same rank. They were very impressed with your creation of many Mount Rushmores. They were then even more impressed when you created even more of them. They were then further impressed when you created a bunch of wonders last time. Seven of them. Seven new wonders just dropped on the world. Here you go, world.
Seven wonders.
So many wonders. They got John Mayer to record "This World is a Wonderland." There's so many friggin' wonders out here.
I also wouldn't accept that you look wonderful tonight.
They have. They have given me a task. Now, they haven't given me the whole task. They have also sent me an implement, a tool. We will get to the tool at the appropriate moment. They have only also, they have demanded further creation of Mount Rushmores. I said, but please, we've rushed so many Mount Crushmores or whatever. I was sputtering. I was so confused. I was desperate. They said, no, more. Just a few, but more. But they only gave us one seed here. But we'll get to the rest once we do this one. We'll do this one, and then we'll see where this is going. The Mount Rushmore that they gave us to create was the Mount Rushmore of sloppy foods. Of all the things they could have picked, this is like one thing that they had in mind. The Mount Rushmore of sloppy foods. Very strange. But I am to join in the creation of the Mount Rushmores this time. And I'm thinking that, like, I don't know, nachos? But, like, specifically not like you have a bowl of chips and then you have, like, a dip or something. Like, no. when the stuff is piled already on the chips, it's a big pile of shit.
Oh, that is awesome.
When there's a chance, when there's definite chance that there is at least 100% submerged chip, that there will be no dry handle of at least... Yes. At least one of the chips, no matter what you've done.
It will fold like wet cardboard when you pick it up, yes.
Yeah. There is no way you could eat it and then run your hand through your hair without first touching a napkin or going to visit running water. Licking and sucking them off first. Finger licking could happen. But if you don't do any of those things, there's no way you're just going to run your fingers through your hair.
Yeah.
Or if you did it to someone else, they'd be pissed off. That's another way. Because you could say, well, fuck it. Care if I got cheese in my hair.
Sloppy nachos. I was about to say, do I have to say a deli sandwich? You guys ever have one hold together?
When it's a way too big, when you have to have that... a small part of a tree to keep the sandwich together.
Might be too slimy. There's load-bearing rebar in that you can't eat. It's not food. The second you take it apart, it's like, now it's a ghost. Just good luck. It's going to melt.
It's a suggestion.
We're going to overlook Mighty Saint Joseph himself?
The sloppy name is the
right
Joe.
In the name, folks.
He's the patron saint of sloppy foods. Is Saint Joe.
And some parts are going to come off as soon as you lift it up. It's like digging out a stump. Like when the earth comes up, you pick the bun up and like half
I don't
the.
Know. Then I feel like it's like
rich meaty soil comes off.
Back, centuries ago, it was, risque to show your ankle. It's like at one time, yeah, sure, Sloppy Joe, he was the sloppiest thing on the block, but we've gotten so much sloppier since then. And no offense to St. Joe.
Well, we've had other presidents since Washington, but he's the one on the mount,
It's true. But what we are blasting this Mount Rushmore today. We're not blasting it, 100 years ago.
All right, all right. Okay.
I'm not saying it shouldn't be on there. I'm
Sloppy Joe.
Yeah. It's got to be considered.
It's the Washington of sloppy sandwiches.
He threw his wet, sloppy hat in the ring.
How about, your various crustacean, crab and lobster, where they give you a fucking bib and your hands are just going to be, disgusting and you don't want to touch? Right. I don't care for those things because I'm just, why am I going to make, a preschool-like mess on the table?
Matt, I'm going to say, so of the four things we're carving... To represent the crabtastrophe that is trying to eat crab with your hands, I just want a hand that is clearly uncomfortably crusted with butter and garlic.
Yes, that needs to be at the bottom of the mouth.
Let them know what's going on.
And it's like, it's just, but it's like sticking out because you have to like hold it up in that your hand is just kind of like hovering in the air because you can't set it on your lap or you can't set it anywhere. You just right. have like air, butter air crust.
My shoulders hurt from eating crab because I had to hover my hands all day. I didn't know where to put them.
What about chili popcorn? Popcorn with a bowl of chili dumped on top of it.
Wouldn't that
be sloppy as hell?
Sloppy as hell.
It's so good, though.
It always sounds so good at the movie theater.
Who's going to resist a chili popcorn?
Chili cheese popcorn.
I prefer chowder popcorn, but I mean, chili popcorn also works.
That's a hearty popcorn, chowder popcorn.
I'll put down soupy popcorn to be considered. Any of the various soupy popcorn.
Any of them. Chicken noodle popcorn.
Borscht
corn. Chicken noodle popcorn, you know.
I mean, gazpacho popcorn, that's still, it's probably on the cleaner side, but it's still messy popcorn.
It's messy. It's messy. I mean, compared to, you know, any other kind of food, it's pretty messy.
Let's see. A cinnamon roll. I mean, this is thinking in sweets. Cinnamon. You know, you're going to get, your hands are going to get messy.
Sloppy Joe, like cinnamon bun.
Thickly sauced chicken wings. Those.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that, chicken wings.
You will have a pile of destroyed napkins in front of you when you're done with that.
I don't eat them in public
chicken wings.
Anymore.
I don't either. I was with a friend this week, and I was like, "Oh God, those wings look really good." It's like I can't do this in public because I'm just going to have sauce all over my face,
there
all
could
over my
be,
hands.
There is a coworker that I will eat chicken wings with every now and again because he. But we just kind of both agree, don't look at each other, and it's just like you got them. It's all over your face and hands, and I eat them at home. I just make them at home now.
I won't eat them in the. I only eat them in the dark. I won't eat them in the light. Like, I won't eat them in front of me. Yeah, I am ashamed of it.
To eat them through a hole in a giant napkin.
Yeah. Chicken wings are messy.
As God intended.
I feel like we've got three solid ones. Nachos, lobster, chicken wings.
You got
wings.
Your soupy popcorn.
But then for the fourth slot, for that TJ slot, Sloppy Joe, soupy popcorn, or sloppy deli sandwich.
No, I say cinnamon bun. Cinnabon.
Or Cinnabon?
Cinnabon. You are wearing that butter, my friend.
I mean, they give you a plastic knife and fork.
Yeah, they also
I do.
They also give you a name tag that just says, yes, that's butter on me. Like,
what about a balloon filled with ranch?
Like you do?
Especially if it's
ranch
a
balloon.
Like a...
You mean the kind that you get at like Cedar Point, the ranch of the future? it's a balloon filled with ranch. They have those little push carts that they
ranch of the future.
From?
Yeah, where they got the small balloons and they throw them at you. So most of it doesn't even get in your mouth.
Like I remember the German exchange student being like, "Where do you keep the pressurized buttermilk dressing?"
We call those ranch balloons.
We tie it off and throw it at you is what we do.
Yeah. Called a ranch.
You can get them anywhere.
Bomb. You can get them anywhere.
We can go with any of these options that you like. I'm fine with any of them.
Crab or cinnamon
bun? Nachos? Those are in?
Nachos, lobster, chicken wings are in. We got one more slot. Sloppy Joe, soupy popcorn, deli sandwich, cinnamon, ranch bomb.
I mean, fancy burger. I feel like you get the... The burgers these days
where
with all the
like,
sauces.
It's
and the,
taller you know, than it is wide, and it's going to like...
Yes, there's no... Like, you can't, you're not
you
going to pick
and,
it up, and as soon as
you... like get a bite of it, and it's just going to like fall over.
You could like hold your index finger out daintily, and as soon as you touch it, your lap is just covered with Thousand Island dressing.
So yeah, cinnamon bun.
Where's voting right, cinnamon?
Have you seen then, these man? Things?
They are horribly like maybe you're proving my point. I eat them with a fork,
Matt,
but that's because they're so fucking sloppy that you
go
can't
go to any mall,
enough.
Which is a sad experience nowadays. It's a big burnt out husk, and there'll be an oily smear on the marble where there used to be a cinnamon bun. All right,
what
never
about,
getting out of that, all right, that granite.
I mean, a cinnamon bun is pretty messy. What about a wrestler covered in peanut butter? And you gotta like try to eat some of it, but he's just wrestling
and
his
you
shit.
Eat
he's, covered
him.
In fucking headlock. Right. He's covered in peanut butter everywhere.
You're a headhunting cannibal.
Oh, you don't eat him. You just eat some of the peanut butter off him. You gotta like use your fingers to scrape some and put it in your mouth.
Because you
could
need that
be.
Peanut butter to wash the taste out of that popcorn soup out of your mouth, right?
Yes,
that doesn't. But that doesn't sound. I'm gonna. I'll be honest here, Ben. That doesn't sound as messy as a ranch balloon.
I'm fine.
No, not a wrestler covered in peanut butter putting you in a body lock?
Nah, I'm fine with cinnamon.
I don't know, cinnamon bun, sure. We can do cinnamon bun.
Okay. We have named the Mount Rushmore of sloppy foods. Nachos, lobster, chicken wings, cinnabon. Now, I present to you the device. The enumerated caltrop.
Ooh.
Also known as a D4. The D has been cast, gentlemen. We are to
four?
Pick. The enumerated caltrop has decided which of these two moves on to the next Mount Rushmore. We then have to build a Mount Rushmore around that thing. I have rolled a 2. That is lobster. The next Mount Rushmore has lobster. What is that the Mount Rushmore of, and what are the other three things?
Armored creatures.
Ooh, okay.
Armored creatures.
Armadillo. Earth creatures that make great alien archetypes.
A squid would go.
Armored creatures slash. they've also made.
Yeah. Animals least featured in centerfolds.
Oh, that's a good one.
Least sexy.
Can't use humans, unfortunately, or skunks.
Hardest to fuck is also, that's pretty close to what Corey was doing there, too.
If you say so.
I've been trying, I still can't find it.
Yeah, you gotta break the shell.
armored creatures. As Matt said, you got the armadillo. You have the Spartan warrior, the 300 dude. He's got a big shield. He's got a big shield. I don't know.
Creatures who have been featured as He-Man characters, or parts of them. Creatures who have features on He-Man characters. There's a guy with a claw.
I'm gonna have to take your word on that one.
I'm not gonna be able to answer enough. I don't have enough He-Man knowledge.
The other ones would be
a guy
who looks like a human.
Snake and slime. Bee, snake, slime, skunk. I can think of a couple.
Clawful.
Armored creatures, you could do rhino, rhinoceros.
Rhinoceros, that's an armored creature.
Mm-hmm.
Armadillo, turtle.
Turtle's
a classic.
Turtle, for sure. Turtle.
Oh, turtle. The turtle.
Classic.
Turtle and AT-AT.
Armored creature.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Remember that? Yeah. Lobster, no, turtle, AT-AT.
I don't subscribe to the gold package video feed, so I can't see how you roll that die, and I'm not a nerd enough to understand how a four-sided die works. What is considered the roll? Is it what's landing down?
It's what's
down
on top.
Or? What's up?
Yeah, because you can see they have...
Oh, they each have three numbers. Okay, I was going to say, all of the faces are going to be... Okay, got it.
It's a weird one.
Got it. Okay.
Do we want to go lobster, turtle, AT-AT, armadillo?
Yeah, classics.
Works for me.
That is the Mount Rushmore of armored creatures.
I think the top brass will approve.
Now, enumerated caltrop. Give us your wisdom. Shit, it went lobster again.
Can't miss with lobster.
We could do red things.
We could do what?
Things that Grant didn't plan on.
No, I did. I was hoping this would happen at least once, because it's funny.
Things that come after the word red.
Okay, red robin, red lobster, red baron.
Red tide.
I never... I would say
red. Red October.
Red buttons.
Riding hood. Baron, riding hood.
Red riding hood.
I like red things. Riding hood, baron, skeleton, lobster.
Lobster.
Okay. So, the Mount Rushmore of red things.
Things.
Lobster, baron, skeleton, riding hood, in that order. Let us ask the
red
question.
Red buttons is fucking
of the enumerated
rolling
caltrop.
Over in his grave right now.
3, red skeleton. Actually, just skeleton.
Skeleton.
I was going to say, we might not want to do that one because we don't have a lot going on with him there. But but
words that sound like other words, like skeleton.
Yeah, how a hillbilly would pronounce
library. Library. Skeleton.
Library.
Skeleton.
Chimbley. Skeleton.
And Putman.
We got it.
What Putman. Was the one Ben said?
Chimbley.
Chimbley.
Chimbley, as we just
like a chimbley. So, like a chimbley sweep.
Like a chimbley sweep.
Recently, someone told us that one.
Chim chimblery, yeah. Chim chimblery, chim chimblery.
and hurry down the chimbley tonight. Yep.
The Mount Rushmore of hillbillily pronounced words. Skelton, library, chimbley, buttman.
Well, library, yeah. Library, pretty classic.
Now the enumerated caltrop.
Come on, chimbley.
It's a two.
Please don't be one.
This was always going to be very bad. I don't know what we're going to do with this.
Okay,
painting ourselves into a corner here.
Always going to be very bad.
Hey, places you can skip swim team at.
At the library?
Okay. Library, gas station, park.
I'm fine
places
with just,
where you could find yeah. books. Places where you could find books. Free little library, bookstore, trucker's cab.
I was going to say cab. You got a sleeper cab.
Cab, classic.
Sleeper cab.
Library and sleeper cab.
You can find various books.
Underneath a short person.
Underneath a short person sitting down at a table, yes.
Underneath a short person as the top four Mount Rushmore of places to find books. Not shelves.
It's the top four, computer. Corey. It's one of the top four places to find a book.
You can find books on a computer. We'll say in an archive. Archive. There we go. I feel like that. Hopefully we roll a four and we have to figure that out. So the Mount Rushmore of places to find books. We have
show
library.
Me potato salad.
Sleeper cab. Not potato salad. Underneath a shorty. And archives.
Please get underneath a shorty. Underneath the shorty, please, because I want to do rap lyrics. Three.
Sleeper cab.
We have sleeper cab. Places truckers sleep.
Cooler than in real life. Romanticized places.
Places truckers masturbate.
Yeah. Romanticized places truckers.
Be difficult to narrow that down, but I think we could find four.
You got a truck stop.
Waffle House. We could do trucker things.
Or just trucker
things. Related tangentially to trucking.
Yeah,
sleeper cab. Waffle House.
Waffle House for sure.
You got CB radio.
CB radio.
CB radio.
100%.
Meth. Or amphetamines, pills, uppers.
Pills.
10-4s.
Pills. Pills? 10-4s. Pills.
I'm fine with pills.
CB, I mean, sleeper cab.
Pills.
10-4. Oh, wait, no.
Waffle okay.
House. Pills. Waffle
since,
House.
Waffle House. Since we just said pills, that checks our box. Ben got his monthly mention
of dick pills.
Of truck stop.
Well, I didn't say dick pills. I meant uppers.
Well, we're talking but about truckers.
Just down
you said
pills.
Matt, he pills didn't say
general.
Gas station dick pills or how well they work or how they're
no.
affordable they are.
I hope pills comes on and the next time you know I'm throwing gas station boner pills out there. But right now it's just trucker pills.
Okay. So, the Mount Rushmore of trucker things. Sleeper cab, Waffle House, CB radio, pills. And the enumerated caltrop.
Pretty
done
solid.
And dusted.
Provides its wisdom. A one. Sleeper cab again. Sleeper cab. There's a 25% of these are going to be repeats.
All right.
The way the enumerated caltrop works. Names? I didn't design it. Blame the top brass. Don't blame the top brass. Do not blame them, please. They're listening.
Sleeper cab. Yeah. One of four murder sites.
Murder site. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that. Dumpster.
Shallow grave.
The woods.
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 Woods in general.
Woods.
Yeah.
Why do we even have those? What other purpose do they serve?
Woods? Woods.
Grant, it's because that's where you
well,
can find
porno, places
porn
to
magazines.
Find porno.
Yeah, exactly. See, Matt and I know.
Yeah, that's okay. That's
yeah,
okay.
Wow, places to find
I guess
porno.
We should keep them. It's a net positive.
So,
what do you think it comes from?
Guys, so far, places to find porno is a 1-to-1 with places you could get murdered.
Yeah, we have sleeper cab and woods.
And hey, all I'm going to say is worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You guys want to live forever? Nope.
Dirty bathroom. I feel like we're still maintaining that 1-to-1 ratio.
Yeah. Dirty bathroom, trucker
dirty bathroom.
Cab, woods. What was the fourth?
We don't know yet.
Is this still murdered?
It's either places
yeah,
to murder or places to find porn. Right now, they're both the same.
Places to find porn where you might get
say,
murdered.
Let's double up, right?
Yeah.
We could probably double
one.
The library. Because you got on Clue. In the game of Clue, it's like, oh, he's murdered in the library.
Library
and then in
to
real
go
life,
on so
you know,
bad, just
you
so
go
that
to the, they got the free
right.
porno there.
We've already done library. We might as well do library.
Oh, shit.
What's the point of this?
Actually, do we... Maybe... What's another Clue room? The study.
The conservatory.
But conservatory, known for murder and porn. Got it.
Study would have books.
Hey, den slash man cave. People get murdered in like a room in their house.
Yeah. Jacuzzi. Indoor jacuzzi.
Yeah.
Probably going to have some porn laying around.
Okay. Yep.
And that's where rich people generally are found floating in their, jacuzzi. Okay. So, the Mount Rushmore of places to get murdered slash find porn, sleeper cab, woods, dirty bathroom, indoor jacuzzi, also known as the Big Four. We have woods. The enumerated caltrop has spoken. We have woods.
Why do we still have these things? The Mount Rushmore of why do we still have things? The Mount Rushmore of why do we still have these things? Phone booths, the woods.
All right. You got woods. What about waters, airs, and fires?
Yeah, could do irons, could do putters.
The elements.
We could pick, it'd be woods. The four of the five Chinese elements. We could pick which element to dunk on.
What if it's just James, like Woods, Madison, Carville?
James's.
Brown.
Brown, Woods, Brown. Carville.
Madison.
Madison. I mean,
it could be Madison, could be Monroe.
No, it could not be Monroe. There's a lot of Jameses. It couldn't be Monroe, and you know why.
I know. Brown, Carville. You want to go Madison? We good with Madison?
Madison.
That Federalist bastard, I think.
I knew one of them was.
The Mount Rushmore of James's. Woods, Brown, Carville, Madison.
Please don't be Carville. I think everything else we're good.
Well, there's a way to use Carville, actually.
And here it comes.
We have Madison. We have Madison, though. The enumerated caltrop has told us we must do the Mount Rushmore with Madison.
Avenues.
I was just thinking avenues.
Ventanor.
Yeah, fifth.
Okay.
Yeah, fifth.
I was going to say fourth.
Electric.
Yeah. I would rock down to that.
Sesame. Crap.
No, close.
Of the Americas.
Let's do that and hope we don't roll a four. I'm fine with that.
Let's do it.
Okay. The Mount Rushmore of avenues. We have Madison. We have Fifth. We have Electric. And we have of the Americas. Let's see here. Enumerated Caltrop gives us Madison again. Do we have any other Madison ideas?
Dolly's. You got Dolly Madison. You got Dolly the sheep.
Parton. We got clone
Dolly Parton.
Sheep.
Llama and Parton.
And Llama.
It's the Big Four. It's the Big Four.
Big Four. Dollies.
Sometimes they just fall into your laps, people.
Yeah. It's that easy.
The Mount Rushmore of Dollies. We have Madison. We have Parton. We have cloned sheep. And we have Llama.
Come on, Llama.
Oh, boy. Enumerated caltrop, no whammies. Stop. Gentlemen, it is Madison again. Can we do this one more time? I believe this is going to be our final Mount Rushmore.
The Mount Rushmore of mean second grade girls. Madison, Caitlin, two words. Caitlin, one word. Caitlin, two words or two of Chelsea. I'm sorry if these are your children's names, little Captain Travis.
But they're mean second graders, even if they're adults.
They're mean second
even
graders. If they're you. It's time we talk about this.
You're a mean
second
grader.
Sorry we had to do it this way.
Things that we can say Maddie. Things that can be shortened to Maddie.
Matthew.
Madison is Maddie.
Matthew. Maddie Ice.
Madeline. I mean.
Non-names.
They're going to
all be
names.
Are there non-names that can do that too?
Right.
Maddie.
I'm trying to think.
Ashley's. Ashley Madison. Isn't that like a dating site?
You could do things that start with Mad.
Mad TV.
Mad Things.
Yeah. Yes.
Men.
Mad Men. Mad TV. Madison.
Madison. Mad Men.
Mad Max.
And Max.
All right. Print it.
Book it. is
shipping.
Okay. So the Mount Rushmore of things that start with Mad. You have Madison, Mad TV, Mad Men, and Mad Max. Gentlemen, it has been a pleasure mounting with you. I will return to my my subterranean quarters. It's been nice to breathe breathable air. I'm going to take a big old breath before I get to go down those steps.
Get you a gulp.
I hope you won't mind if I get myself a gulp.
Just a heads up, Grant, don't get used to it.
Well, hopefully the top brass are pleased.
Top brass.
Little Captain Travis, were you bullied in second grade? We're here to listen. Tell us about it. You could email us at freelegaladvicepodcast@gmail.com.
If you want our old family recipe for chicken noodle popcorn, you can follow us on Instagram. We are at free. We are at Free Legal Advice Podcast.
And like Grant always says, follow us over on Threads. This week we're going to show you some pictures of the Dalai Lama's boobs.
They're bigger than maybe Dolly Parton.
We're mixing a few things up there, but we're on Threads. We are on top of Free Legal Advice Podcast, I think. I don't know. I've never go there, but I think we're Free Legal Advice Podcast.
I think so.
Yeah, and if you like the show, it's probably because we're be differented from all the other podcasts out there.
We've been changified ourselves quite a lot.
Not a lot of other podcasts meet or exceed expectations from the top brass, everybody. So,
very few. Few, if any.
Very few.
Classic. A classic bit. Episode 219.
I think the fact that we've given up with our BWAP rating system, I don't know that we need to like do any further ranking, but I am curious. There's surely all of this, two-stroke, and the lawnmower engine fun that we've been talking about has got your wheels turning. What else we could do with a lawnmower engine? Let's propose at least one contraption that you'd like to see a lawnmower engine strapped to.
Done. Land-based airboat. I want one to take in the parade like that monowheel guy's got. I want to put like four caster wheels on it and then have a great big fucking fan and then like go around in those parades like like my parade swamp buggy.
I think Ben's on to something because I was going to combine a snow machine and a fan boat into a fan machine. I want treads and fans together at last.
Hey, all I got to say to both of you is what's stopping you? Ben, you could be that parade guy. That's all I'm saying.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Reach for the stars.
Just blowing toddlers over as they try to get out in the street for candy, mm-hmm. just turning around.
That's the thing. You got to scatter candy as they're going by so that they have a reason to go out there.
Yes, I'm just going to like loose some Skittles over my shoulder and have it just blow them out there.
Like 150 Skittles coming at you 150 mm-hmm. miles an hour.
Like pebbles in a hurricane. Like, fuck.
Did you get any candy, honey? Yes, it's embedded in my face.
Turn internet over.